At least na engage kayo, wala lang kabuluhan niyo. Sa preaching, ganun lang yan. Imbentohin nyo lang yung kwento. Wag, baka may nakikinig. Ako yan eh. Oh! Actually, ako yan eh. Oh, ako na yan. Okay, game. The third question. First question, what is the one thing they need to know? Second question is, why would they listen to me? The third question is, how can I make them remember? How can I make them remember? We have to remember the goal of preaching is life change. Pastor Steve just tweeted, not counting heads, but changing hearts. When you're a preacher, you're not counting heads. Ah, daming attendance, but how many are changed with your preaching? And people will never be changed by something they can't remember. Mm-hmm. Parang gusto ko yun, preach. Ano nga yun? Kaya pagka, anyway, proponent kasi ako ng one main thing eh. Kaya pagka tinanong mo rin yung, ano yung preach? May 3 points yun eh. I remember the two. Hindi rin nila ma-remember lahat. Ako nga, hindi ko ma-remember dati. I used to be preaching 3 points for years. Kahit ako mismo, after a week, tanong, anong preach mo? May isa akong na-remember kasi yun lang yung gusto ko ipound. So, but anyway, how can I make them remember my message? And one of the main ways they will remember the message is when we become creative. Pastor Steve said that we don't need new content. We don't need new revelation. We just need to have fresh presentations. Halos lahat ng preaching ko lang na nakikinig, narinig ko na yan eh. Dati pa yan. Pero I try to make a fresh presentation every time. I don't necessarily have to have a new message, a new content. When I was in, I remember preaching. May time noon, wala pang Andy Stanley, no? Pero may time noon, parang naboborn na rin ako the way I present, deliver my message. Kasi iisang style, eh, di ba? We all have a style, and you know your style. So I was deliberately trying to get out of my style. So it was Easter. The title was The Day Death Died. And I preached a preaching that's narrative. It was narrative, as if death was a person. And I did it, nasa side ako, and I said, death was born when sin entered the world. Papa sin and mama sin. Tapos, pag ganun ko, may lumabas. Tapos, may stroller. Yung, alam niyo yung mga, habang nagkukwento ako, may parang mga scene na skit. Just a couple of things. And then, that's the time na naglabas ako ng kabaong sa stage. This was 05 or 06. It was a little controversial with the leaders. Buti na lang si Pastor Steve nagustuhan. So, okay. So, pwede. Pero, because I was trying to deliberately get out of my comfort zone. I was trying to deliberately think of, kasi especially pag Easter, Christmas, what will you say that's different? That's the same message every year. Mother's Day, Father's Day. Think through a fresh presentation. Yun na lang yung sa akin. Yung Romans 12, nag-preach ako dati about renewing your mind. And through the research, I found out that renew means renovate. So I jumped from there an illustration about renovating a house. It's messy, it's costly, it takes time, it takes effort. And then I saw a video clip about Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Where, how many of you are familiar with Extreme Makeover Home Edition? Where when they renovated the house, they did not just, they blew up the house because they found out there's radon poisoning. So yung family is a video, they were shocked, oh, you blew up my house. But then when it was renovated, it was totally new, it was spectacular. And the outcome was spectacular. And I made a point and I said, Jesus wants us to have spectacular outcomes in our lives. But spectacular outcomes in our lives doesn't happen by accident. It only comes through the renewing, time-consuming, time-consuming, messy, too much effort way of renovating our thinking. And God wants to renovate your thinking by blowing up some poison, poisonous thinking. Sabi ko, meron tayong poisonous thinking nung bata pa lang tayo, poisonous thinking na nakuha mo sa college, poisonous thinking na nakuha mo sa kapatid, yung gano'n, yung, how many of you are ready to blow them up? Woo! Kasi blow up eh. Yung, alam niyo yung, anong tawag sa bomb na gano'n, yung dynamite, tapos may pump, ibobombahin mo. Sabi ko, so that's what we're gonna do today. Labas ako ng hard hat. As nilagay, as we're gonna blow up your seats. Yung iba nasa likod, this is so funny. Yung mga iba nasa likod, yung mga first time, talang kumapapa sa ilalim. Kasi may wire kami mahaba, sinaksak namin. Tapos yung itsura mukha. That was what we did. May isang, meron ako sa PowerPoint, like, I'm not significant. Or I'm rejected. We're gonna blow this up. Pag ganun ko, yung sound talagang boom, tapos may usok sa stage. Kaya yon yung ano ko, ang tawag nun, yung tech guy ko, yung smoke ko, dapat sabay to. Tapos yung sabog nung ano, yung sabog nung words, boom, sumabog talaga, tapos nag-apoy. So may apoy ako sa PowerPoint, may usok ako sa stage, may malakas na ka-hard hat ako. Let's blow this out. Boom. Tapos, nakalagay doon, I am in lack, I am poor. No, we're gonna take this. God has prospered you. God will provide for you. Let's blow it up. Bam! Let's palakpak. Tapos, pagkatapos doon, that's what we want. So, again, it came because I tried to get out of my comfort zone. I'm trying to think, how could they remember? Years after, people remember that. The day death died, years after. When hindi death died ko kasi they thought they killed Jesus, nilagay sa kabaong. Pero nung huli, ang namatay yung death. Pagbukas namin ng kabaong, ang namatay si death. So palakpakan. It was humorous, it was. But it was people stood up, nagpalakpakan. Yeah, death has no longer have any hold on me. Another one that I remember was I preached about Peter walking on water. So I had a boat. May humihila sa akin. Again, hindi naman to kailangan expensive. May humihila. So all the time, my message about fear of failure. Fear of failure. All the time, I was in the boat preaching. I didn't have a pulpit. I was in the boat preaching. And then I said, there were two scenarios after that happened. Nag-dim yung light. Sa isang side, may spotlight. It's a skit about all the disciples pinagtatawanan si Peter. What happened when Peter sank while he was walking on water in the view of the disciples? So disciples, kabe na kaya si Peter? Si Peter, ganito na naman ako. Ito, lagi na lang mamagaling. Hindi na. So in the eyes of the disciples, he was a failure. But on the other hand, there was another scene going on. Sabi ko, boom, and then punta dito yung spotlight. Here was Peter in his mind. What he did, he was talking to someone and he said, you know, it was so awesome. I was able to walk on water. I was the only one. I'm the only one ever in the history of the world who was able to walk on water. Pumalpak ako, nalunod, eh nandun naman si Jesus eh, sinalo rin niya ako. If I have a chance to do it all over again, I'll do it again because Jesus is always there. So for the people, they thought, wow. So every time you step out, God, Jesus will be there to catch you. So, yung huli ko, some of you have a fear of doing this. Some of you, it's time for you to step out of the boat. Step out of the boat. Get that career. Change the course. So, and it became, again, one of those memorable things. Mike was telling me about, kukunin ko to. He talked about favor and ano ngayon, trumpet? Gumamit siya, ha? Ram's horn. Sabi niya, pagka 50th Jubilee year, nag-ram's horn daw to signal the favor of the Lord. So, nagbigay siya ng mga turotot throughout. This is the year of the Lord's favor. So, lahat nagturotot. So, every time they see that, they would remember the favor of God. So, I'm thinking, I can use that pag nag-preach ako ng Jericho, nag-preach ako ng... So, I'm gonna get that. So, yung mga ideas na gano'n, I'm collecting ideas. And then whatever or however I can use it, I'll use it. So, and one of the main line of the enemy is to say, you're not creative. I'm an applied math major. So if you think about it, parang di ka creative. Parang dito ka sa analysis, dito ka sa statistics, dito ka sa... But then if we look at how we're creative, how many of you know God is creative? Genesis 1:1. Anong sabi doon? In the beginning, God created. Isn't it interesting? The very first verse talks about a creative God. In the beginning, God created. How many of you have ever been, may picture ba tayo dyan bo? How many of you have ever been awed by the brilliance and wonder of God's creation? How many of you have ever looked at a beach before? And you're like, ah, wow, the creation. Or those great mountain ranges. And parang wow. Or the great mountain ranges that you see. And you're like, wow, this is breathtaking. That's God's creativity on display every day. Yes. Trying to remind us, I am a creative God. You are serving a creative God. And the thing is, we were made in the image of that God. If you were made in the image of a creative God, then guess what that means? You are creative. But then they say you're not. We are creative. Okay? Think about human beings. How many of you are glad God didn't make one human and then cloned him 6 billion times? Parang ganito. May picture ba tayo dyan? Hindi nag-create si God ng isang tao. Yan! Tapos, klinon niya 6 billion times. How many of you know that's scary? Kung ganito lahat, 6 billion people in the planet. It could either be boring or scary. But how many of you know God could have done that? Created one Gilbert and then multiply him and clone him 6 billion. That's easier, but he did not. Why? Because God is a creative God. Yep. Different types of trees, different types of animals, different types of sea creatures. I mean, can you imagine billions? God is saying something. And if God wasn't content to make a bland, boring, predictable world, why are we content in doing church that way? If God is not content of creating a bland, boring, predictable world, why are we content in preaching that way? May mga nagtatanong sa akin, paano mo ba nagawa yan? Paano mo? Sabi ko, kasi minsan ako din nabobore na sa preaching ko. Kung ako nabobore sa preaching ko, problema na yon. How much more the newest person in church? How much more the unbeliever? How much more the first timer? And God wasn't content. Now, not only is God creative? Jesus was creative. When you look at Jesus as a preacher, he spoke from hillsides, beaches, and boats. Iba-iba yung places. Not only that, he drew in the sand, he used a Roman coin, and my favorite, he cursed a fig tree just to make a point. Can you imagine how scandalous that was? Yung mga followers, Jesus cursed a fig tree. Naku, ma-internet ka na, Lord. Wag yan, Lord. Palagot tayo sa mga leaders mo niyan, Lord. Cursed a fig tree to illustrate a point. I don't want leaves. I want fruits. That was powerful. He picked up a piece of bread. He divided fish. He turned over tables in Quiapo. Sa Quiapo, tinad siya ka, nagalit, naglabas ng may, wah! This is a house of prayer. He wanted to make a point. We should be praying for the nations. He put a child on his knee. All of it to illustrate important points. Jesus understood something 2,000 years ago that we are now just realizing, that people are visual and multisensory listeners. People are visual and multisensory listeners. He understood that 2,000 years ago. So how do we do this in our preaching? Okay, a couple of tips. Number one, sweat the small stuff. Sweat the small stuff. The things that we think are small, are probably not that small. Dati may titles pa, ngayon titles, terms, intros, conclusions, transition statements, illustrations. They deserve as much time and energy as the message itself. Kaya pag tinatanong ako, gano'n ka talaga nag-prepare ng message? Ang preparation ko ng message is and there's a lot of meetings I attend. There's so many things I interact with Caloocan, I interact with U-Belt, sometimes I interact with the Southern Luzon. There's so many things I go with Lifebox. But I prepare sermon the whole week. I think through them. I collect, I ask, I bounce. And then I sit down on a Saturday night. Yung sit down ko na yon, just to piece everything together and to think through illustrations and transition statements would probably take me 4 hours. So if you look at everything I put in a sermon every week, and I've been preaching 19 years, I probably put in 8 to 10 hours in one preaching. Because it's sweating the small stuff that makes it engaging and relevant and that makes it stick. Use variety. Next. First is sweat the small stuff. Next is use variety. Variety is essential to keep your audience guessing. This is Ed Young who said this. I love this. If you're going to keep the connectivity high, you must keep the predictability low. High connectivity means low predictability. If you have high predictability, the connectivity would be low. How many of you know that? Diba yung parang pagdating, eto, mag-ask na naman ang question to. Nako, alam ko na sasabihin ito. Nako, alam ko na to. Nako. Eventually, it becomes a tradition going to church. It's just, we have to go. So they're really not interested, but it's just that they have to go. Ed Young says, I keep myself and I make sure I am consistently inconsistent. I'm consistently inconsistent when it comes to preaching. Medyo mahirap to, so I cannot do this every week. Pero from time to time, I just really just force myself to preach a style that's different from how I do it. So sweat the small stuff, use variety, and lastly, touch their senses. If we want to be creative in our preaching, then it's not just about videos. Minsan parang may video ko, yun na yun. Basta may video, engaging na. But it's not. It's not just about PowerPoints and skits. It's possible to bring all the senses in a preaching. Hearing, sight, touch, taste, smell. The options are limitless. Kaya meron tayong epic communication. You've heard of epic, right? With young people, you say, but it's not just with young people anymore. Nung pumunta ako sa U-Belt, youth service, ginagawa ko. Then I started doing it in Sunday service. And I thought, I'm really gonna lose all the old people here. But then I went to church one time, tapos may isang couple na, they've been probably mid-40s. They said, Pastor, excited na kami. Bakit? Excited kami kung ano yung bago. So it's touching the senses. Epic means experiential. If we're gonna communicate, it should be experiential. P is participatory. I is interactive, and C is connected. The more they experience your preaching, the more they remember. Epic, experiential, participatory, interactive, and connected. May mga pictures ba kami ng U-Belt? Can we see? One time, this was Pirate Series. This was 2006, I think, 2007. This is a youth series. Next, may picture ba tayo ng boat? Yan. This was the stage. Pirate Series, this was the stage. And pagpasok mo, this was a youth series. Pagpasok mo pa lang, alam niyo yung pirates? Yung there's smoke all over the hall. And then the lights, we played that a little bit. So yung buong stage was a pirate ship. Next picture, Iron Man. Next, Indian. Next, ito yung kina Pastor Ryan. This was access. Access granted. Next picture, please. Ano yan? Ito may eclipse. Okay, next. Iron Man, next. Si Bong yan, Spider-Man. Meron pa ba? Meron kaming isang time. Nag-pitch ako si Professor X. Dinala ako sa stage. Nasa ako. Okay, tapos gumawa ako ng gimmick na sabi ko, I'm gonna control your mind. Kala nyo nakatayo ako, pero lumpo talaga ako. And then I started preaching. Meron kaming ginawa is a love series, movie titles yung per week namin. So we turned the whole church into like a cinema. Tapos may popcorn lahat ng pumapasok, may ticket. So it was experiential. Again, we had eclipse. I don't know kung may picture pa, wala na. Meron kami yung infamous eclipse namin. Naging controversial talaga. But it drew a lot of people to our church. So again, now here's the problem. Before we end, the problem of why we say we're not creative, we can't do that, is this: the brain is very good at recognizing patterns. You know what that's called? Experts call it the brain has a self-maximizing memory system. Have you ever heard of that? Self-maximizing memory system. Very good at recognizing patterns. So kung ang pattern mo ng pag-iisip, ganun na, chances are you're gonna be like that and you're gonna do it again and again and again and again. And the danger is there's a tendency to rut. Alam mo yung road na laging dinadaanan? Pag doon ka nang dumadaan, lagi na road, ano nangyayari? Yung road na yun, yung talagang halos, ganun din yung pattern ng brain natin eh. There is so much more in our brain that we could explore, but we are so used to go this way, that's why we're not able to tap in to the power of our brain to become more effective in our preaching. So what we're gonna do today is we have to, a couple of things. Somebody said, this was in the U.S. when I attended a seminar there. Somebody said, if you want to be creative, number one, you have to expand your world. Anong ibig sabihin ng expand your world? God is a creative God, but only God can create out of nothing. We cannot create out of nothing. We need something to jump from to create. Now, kung ang mundo mo ganito kaliit, ganito lang kaliit, ganito lang ang, yan lang yung creativity mo. Palakihin mo yung mundo mo, mas marami kang material na pwedeng gamitin to be creative. How do you expand your world? Read. There you go. What else? Watch movies. Okay? What else? Huh? Okay, so study, research, internet. Okay, network. Palakihin mo yung network of relationship mo. Hindi yung puro kayo-kayo na lang magkakasama isa sa isang congregation. Diba? Pagka kayo-kayo, maliit yung mundo nyo. Palakihin natin. Hindi lang tayo lahat sa Victory. May Body of Christ pa. Hindi lang Body of Christ sa Philippines. Mayroong ibang bansa. Mayroong, palakihin mo yung network mo, then you're gonna be more creative. There's a lot of material there. What else? Travel. There you go. Palakihin mo talaga yung mundo mo. Tumingin ka na ibang cities, ibang places. I always put that in my budget. I always believe God. Even when I was in Los Baños, wala kaming pera. But I say, we're gonna travel. We're gonna go to a conference in the States, in Singapore. I need to expand my world. Ano pa?
Try new things.
Experience new stuff. Things that you haven't done before. It makes your world expand. Okay, so yun yung una, expand your world. Second, train your brain. Ito na yung umalis ka dun sa self-maximizing memory system ng brain mo. And we're going to do a little exercise to do that. Okay, ito gawin natin. Get a partner lang. Ang tanong ni Richard, tatlong partner. Just get a partner. Get a partner. Get something from your wallet, from your pocket, from your bag. Hold something. Everybody's holding something. Anything. Hold something, anything. Lahat na meron. Whatever you're holding, lahat na may partner. Sinong walang partner? Dalawa lang. Ayan, kayong dalawa. Lahat may partner. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Exchange the object you're holding. And then you're gonna use that object now as an illustration. Object lesson. For a topic. Okay? Dito ang topic, forgiveness. Okay? Dito, purity. Okay? This is random input ang tawag nito. Vertical thinking versus lateral thinking. So this is an exercise to do a lateral thinking. Forgiveness, purity, dito, identity. Okay? I'll give you a few minutes to think through that. Use it as an illustration to preach to your partner. Okay? Andali lang. Aba, magigaling, ha? Mabilis, ha? I'll give you 30 seconds. Sige, isipan niyo muna. Okay. Sandali, wag muna mag-preach. Andali. Gagaling. Ano na, ha? Okay, mga preacher talaga kayo, ha? Okay, ready? 2 seconds. Okay, preach. Hindi, sandali. Okay, last 5 seconds. Finish up. That's 5 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's it. Sino sa inyo dito may ka-partner you feel like pasok talaga, magaling? I mean, no patronizing, but you really feel like you can use it as a preaching, magaling. Okay, pakinggan natin. Okay. Sige nga, raise your hands. Okay, pakinggan natin. Si Patrick. Oh, Patrick, can you use that forgiveness? Oh, guys, listen.
Sky gave me an object of an eraser.
Nako, perfect.
So, sakto. So, sinabi ko, eraser, ginagamit na, this is an object that we use to erase something that whatever things that we've written na ayaw na natin makita, gusto mong baguhin, ayaw mo na makita. Sabi ko, forgiveness is like an eraser. That when you forgive, it's not just saying it, it's not just doing it, but really, totally, taking off from you whatever offenses that was done.
Come on! Palakpakan naman natin. See? Dito si Pastor June. Ba? Okay ba yung kay June? Okay. Si June, mag, ano? Ikaw na. O, palakpakan natin si June.
Purity. Yung...
Ah, purity.
So, binigyan niya ako nito.
Ano yan?
This is
pang ano bingo, bingo, to, bingo, eh? Card.
Bingo card. Time zone.
Kala ko bingo card. Kala ko bingo card ni Dennis. Eh. Iba yata yun. Bro, di namin alam yun.
Every time, pang anito. Discount card. This is life. Most of the time, life. Kapag we make mistakes, tinatatakan tayo. But of course, when Jesus died for us, save us from our sins, rose again from the dead to give us eternal life. Hindi lang niya tayo pinatawad, kundi he purified us. So people may look at us as this, pero God does not look at us as this.
Okay, when Jesus died. Okay, yes. Wow, good. Dito, any meron ba dito? Wala. Hindi, okay, walang patronizing kung wala. Okay. Meron dito. Okay, si John. John, kailangan natin ng microphone dito.
May verse pa.
Wow, kita na naman, ha? Sino nag-message ikaw? Okay, identity. Okay, very good. Okay, next, yung katabi nyo naman, pero ibang topic. Ibang topic. Oo, payabangan to eh. Okay, dito, dito discipleship, yung discipleship. Dito faith. Okay, dito faith. Eh, hindi, yung kabila, yung isa naman, yung hinahawakan ng isa. Kanina isa pa lang yung nagsalita, dapat isa. Okay. Dito faith. Tapos sa inyo, ano sa inyo? Discipleship, faith, kayo God's will. Faith. Faith, tapos God's will. Okay. Start now.
Without faith, you cannot enter.
Ah, mag-isip muna. Okay, mag-isip muna. 10 seconds. Sige, isip muna. Sorry, ah. Sorry, sorry. Saan daw, wag muna magsalita. Isip daw muna. Okay, 5 seconds, ha? Okay, that's it. I'll stop. Share. Okay. Mukhang nag-usap eh. Bigyan mo ko yung madali. Last 5 seconds. 1. That's it. Stop. Okay, sino sa inyo may partner na feeling nyo pasok yung illustration nila? Okay. Ayun. O sige. O dito bro, paano to? Mark, ikaw magbanat. Faith.
Susi yan sa room ko eh.
Susi okay. Sa room.
Opo.
Susi sa room. So, when we enter God, sometimes we do good works. We try to enter the code. But God has given us access. You don't have to analyze and think how it works. But all you have to do is press and God will open the door. You can have access through faith.
Okay. That's the faith. Okay, good. Dito. Si Pastor Noel daw. Okay, Noel.
Okay. Candy.
Candy. Okay. Anong topic nyo?
God's will.
God's will. Okay. Candy, God's will.
Okay. This candy came from a Pinoy. Common substance called sugar. Oh? And sugar at the onset, it's not attractive. It's not appealing. But in the hands of the master manufacturer, they put the color, they put the flavor, they put the covering, it becomes max. That's sometimes what happens in our lives when we see ourselves as common, but in the hands of the master, we begin to the master begins to define us, puts color in our lives, and puts the purpose, puts the cover, and then we become maximized. Max.
Parang purpose yun, hindi God's will yun. Maganda bro, pero medyo tumaliwas lang. Tumaliwas lang sa topic. Segue. Maganda, medyo tumaliwas lang yung topic. Okay. Dito, si Rodnel, si Mike? Okay, Mike, ikaw daw. Last.
Bigay sa akin cellphone, discipleship. So sabi ko, discipleship is relationship. But I don't want to end up one day and realize I only have a text mate. I only have a virtual friend. I will not exchange my relationship and being contented with just a text mate. So gusto ko yung totoong relationship.
Pasok ha? Pasok? Pwede na mag-asawa to? Pwede na. Ayun. Again, wala tayong oras, but that's lateral thinking. We're always vertical thinking. We're always there's marami pa yan. Merong random words that you get, two random words from a dictionary, and try to use them both in one concept, and try to get a connection. Try, that's what you mean when you try to train your brain to think out of the box. Train your brain to think not just vertically, but laterally. And magandang practice yon. From time to time, kung mag-preach ka, gamitin nyo and think through those things, bounce it. And then again, it's a team. So, again, that's me. I feel like if I get those questions, I'll be able to engage the people in such a way, whatever package, whatever content God has given me, I'll be able to deliver it. So, 3 questions again. Ano yung 3 questions? What is the one thing they need to know? Second, why would they listen to me? And third, how can I make them remember? Okay, any comments, questions before we end? Wala na. Gazing. Okay. Astonished. Okay. Amazed. Amazed. Okay. Okay, let me pray for you, Lord. Okay, let me pray for you, Lord. Here we are, Lord, and we say, Lord, we're humbled as you've called us, Lord, and entrusted us with your word, the most amazing tool, Lord God, the only thing that could change lives of people, and you've entrusted it to us. Lord, just like what Paul said to Timothy, Lord, I pray for your grace that we might be able to handle your word correctly. And as we handle that content correctly, Lord, give us the grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to deliver it right at the heart of every person we're preaching it to. Lord, help us, Lord, to deliver your word in such a way that your word would get to the hearts of people and it would change them. Lord, anoint every person who's going to preach this week, Lord. Let the power of the Spirit, let the anointing of the Lord be upon us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.